And Dave, let's now talk about a veteran of the game brought to you by Lorain County Veteran Services. We've talked throughout the night tonight. You've got returnees, you've got some veterans, but pick one out as the veteran of the game tonight for Lorain High and tell us why this young man deserves the award.
Quentin Pardone, he's a senior also. He's the heartbeat of our defense. He was our defensive MVP last year. And, you know, he, again, like Carlos, exemplifies everything we want. And a man of great character. He's got great grades. He's focused on going to college. But he's been a leader for us all camp.
Talk a little bit about what a veteran means to you, just to have a kid who is out there on the field with experience, what that means with a guy like Quentin.
Well, number one, when the kids aren't getting after it, he can motivate them and can lead. And number two, when I lose my temper a little bit and I'm getting after a young man, you know, Quentin's the first one to go over there and say, hey, keep fighting and keep your head up. And, you know, coach is trying to make you better. So, you know, he gets it. And like I said, he's a kid that's going to be so successful because he's got a great head on his shoulders.
Well, those are two great stories. So congratulations to our Lorain High student athlete and veterans of the game, respectively. We'll take a quick time out. We'll hear these messages from Stewart Appliance on Cleveland Street in Elyrium, as well as Lorain County Veteran Services. And when we come back, DJ Shaw, the head coach of Midview, will name their student athlete award winner and veteran of the game. That follows this on the Colson and Colson Gridiron Clash on AM 930 WEOL. Of course, it's on your phone if you download that WEOL mobile app, and we're also online at WEOL.com.